Sunday Meditation, February 26th, 1995. The question this afternoon has to deal with the formation of our social memory complex here on planet Earth. And we were wondering if some of our mass communications devices, such as television, computers with the internet, music, radio, if these are, say, maybe training wheels, a way of getting a basic formation of the social memory complex together, the global mind. And we would like to have you comment upon these as possibilities, and also, are there more subtle and more meaningful ways in which this formation of the social memory complex is occurring at this time in our daily lives, in our interrelationships, in any way whatsoever?
We are those of Hatan and greet all in the love and light of the infinite Creator. We come but briefly to speak through this instrument those words of care, affection, and support that may perhaps be appreciated by those who seek with such hunger that truth which lies in that far country of truths not yet known. We encourage each to take courage to care for each other and always to know that if our carrier wave is desired to aid in your meditations, we are glad to come if you mentally request our presence. We would not intrude, but are glad to respond to a request for our presence. We appreciate this instrument's willingness to separate our call from that of the ones known to you as Kuo. And would express our great pleasure at coming into the visible or manifested portion of your illusion to experience with you for some of your moments the joy of blending our vibrations with your own. We thank you and this instrument and leave you in the love and light of the infinite Creator. We are those of Hatan Adonai. We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo, and we greet each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We thank each for calling us to this working on this day of new growth and new hope as the light lengthens each day and the atmosphere becomes slowly warmer, and your planet stirs its roots in search of new food and reaches its leafy arms to the life-giving light. We find your cycle of seasons most beautiful in each stage and most evocative of the lessons of life and death, which revolve about love and learning about love, inevitably. As always, we ask each to use his and her own discrimination to test those things which we say by the standards of your own heart, so that our contributions may be your resources and never your stumbling blocks. Those ideas that we have which do not fit in with that which you know of as truth, we ask you to leave them behind. And we greatly appreciate your doing this with us and with any words which you may hear, for the true authority on truth is the heart of any self which has begun the process of becoming known to itself. This day, your question is one which is difficult to get, shall we say, organized with, as the concept of social memory complex as the ultimate computer is at the same time a wonderful metaphor for what the social memory complex has as its resources, and at the same time a guide which is easily misread, in that the social memory complex is of a transcendentally different nature from that of the computer, no matter how complete the information upon it. Let us look first at the metaphor of the global intelligence, which is made available through the internet, as this instrument calls the rapidly expanding system whereby mass quantities of information are made available to masses of people no longer does the seeker of information need to spend large amounts of time physically moving from place to place, searching out materials to study. More and more, those who wish information simply turn on their computers and access the information desired, either through the internet or through what this instrument would call software, which may be placed upon the memory of the computer. Especially as those completely familiar with computers become able to use them with skill. The model of the computer with its global connections certainly is a promising and substantial metaphor for the golden net of love, which the social memory complex is. Now, that very description of a social memory complex may easily uncover the element lacking in the metaphor of the computer, internet. For this computer, no matter how complete its store of information, cannot express the concepts which move into emotion. Those shadowy concepts which are so very deeply a part of truth cannot be carried. By that which is not living. For there is no logic to emotion. There is no expression outside of words, numbers, and other symbolic notations which can be carried with the structure of the computer. Rather, the nature of the social memory complex is one of less intellect and more we confess, we find no words in this instrument's vocabulary to express fully the dynamic between the mind's intelligence and its way of organizing material and the heart's intelligence and its way of organizing and prioritizing the same material. The computer then has no heart. The seeker may well find the heart within to be more like the computer. Yet as the seeker moves along its path, more and more catalyst shall come, which gives the seeker opportunities to choose to move from head to heart. This is a necessary step. The relinquishing of knowing, the surrender to unknowing, and the acceptance of truths which are felt and known in every cell. Instead of those truths which are learned, memorized, and repeated. The social memory complex, then, is a net that is as alive as are those which have contributed to that infinitely great network of connections from person to person to person. When a member of a social memory complex wishes to know something, then, that intelligence or information is indeed accessed, as this instrument would say, yet it is accessed through the heart, through a knowing which is like instinct once it has been awakened within. This insight or intuition as a way of knowing is that which the computer, no matter how sophisticated, cannot replicate. However, much can be learned about the self and about the process of spiritual evolution by paying attention to the ways in which those about each of you are more and more beginning to relate to each other. There is an eagerness and an openness about such grand global concepts as the internet, which offer a kind of hope and promise, which is most salubrious at this time for those among your people who wish to make connections and have begun to awaken to their true position. That is, that they are not truly native to the soil which they trod, but are instead beings of quite an other kind than it would appear to the naked eye. What we see occurring is a two-way dynamic in which environment entities have constant stimulation which may lead to awakening. The desire of entities to conform and to be distracted moves as a negative influence which tends to break down the process of reaching out and making fearless connections with those about one. Insofar as the mass media of your culture focuses upon the portion of human activity, shall we say, that carries a heavy negative emotional charge, such as the war, the murder, the rape, and so forth. There is that which builds fear and raises walls betwixt entities. However, this same mass media also contains much that is yeasty with hope for those who are hoping to find some place to belong, some place that does not feel alien. And with the greatly enhanced capacity of entities to make connections with one another that the age of information, as this instrument would call it, brings, these same mass media are gratefully applauded harbingers of the capacity of entities to make these connections, to strengthen that golden netting of love manifested in light. that will become internalized in time. And therefore, that are the parents in a real way of the social memory complex. Much shall occur within your culture which may seem full of strife as the peoples upon your sphere are rocked to their foundations by the change in consciousness which is even now occurring. The service which entities provide who do actively use the resources at hand to make connections shall be those which help this planet in its birthing process. We simply caution each that in making these connections, no outcome be held in thought, no limitation placed upon the possibilities of any connection. Those who wish the most sometimes to aid a culture or society or world are drawn by their concern into rigid conceptual structures concerning ways and means of arriving at the goal desired. We would encourage each who wishes to press forward along this path of making connections to continue seeking that intuition and sense of the heart, rather than making great plans and carrying out this or that campaign conceived irrespective of connections made spontaneously. For the social memory complex shall be builded one relationship at a time. Just as when entities seek peace as a nation, they must first seek peace within the self. The great desire to see the global self emerge is productive most, we correct this instrument, is most productive when that vision does not lead to impersonally conceived and organized attempts to contact everyone. We encourage each to continue to trust that connections that need to be made shall be made as they come to a ripeness and a readiness. Trust and faith are those resources which shall see good use here. For the instinct of those who breathe and know that their incarnation is short is to plunge ahead, to take the bull by the horns, as the saying goes, and to move as quickly as humanly possible towards a desired end. However, the deepest desires of the human heart are those which cannot be shoved, pushed, or prodded. Rather, the skillful seeker and worker in light is he who is able to surrender to the rhythms of his own destiny and to act in such a way as to magnify those internal connections in the heart and mind, which keep the seeker from beginning to direct the flow of events according to some preconceived plan. For those who are destined to create the larger catalysts of this birthing time are those who shall not be able to do aught else. Do not then be concerned that you are not doing enough to press forward in the path of evolution for this planet. For there is a rhythm to these affairs, and all seems to be going well. The rhythm seems strong, and the planet is slowly but surely awakening to its true nature. Each in every day can extend that circle of relationships if it is desired, simply by leaving the private dwelling and moving among the people of your planet. Simply place the self in the way of relationship when the opportunity is there. And when that results in a new connection, rejoice. When the day does not bring new connections, rejoice. There is no strain to the tempo of spiritual evolution. We see that this instrument wonders why we speak about seemingly a side issue of computers and other mass media. However, as we said in the beginning, this is a kind of sideways question. For the computer model is so like the social memory complex in some ways. Yet perhaps we have been able to express the dynamic involved. The social memory complex lives and has the soul. No collection of facts or expression of them has that same quality of being organic and alive. We encourage each to continue making those connections that each is already consciously attempting to make. Your culture is really speeding up. We encourage each to enjoy this often uncomfortable process of transformation and to remain open to the connections which are destined to be offered to each. See each with the eyes of love, and the connections shall be true. We would transfer this contact at this time to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and would now transfer, leaving it in love and in light. We are those of Kuo.
I am Kuo, and am again with this group, greeting each in love and in light through this instrument. We would at this time ask if we might speak to any further queries which those present may have for us.
I would like to ask about the timing of the transformation from third to fourth density, and the format of it. Rao had spoken about the transformation as when the fourth density happens, there would be in the early stages, it could not coexist with third density beings or in the third density artifacts. Could you comment on these two concepts of the timing and the formation, the being of fourth density is compared and its existence with third density?
I am Kuo, and we believe that we grasp your query, my sister. The transformation of this planetary influence into that grouping of entities which is called the social memory complex of fourth density is a work in progress, shall we say. There are many signposts available as to the beginning stages of the fourth density, past the period of transformation. We can see that this is likely to occur within the next few hundred of your years at the most, a time which is but a twinkling from our perspective. And from the point of view of those within your density, this is a time which is variable according to choices being made now by each entity as each becomes more aware of the nature of the illusion and the place within it for each entity. Thus, the artifacts of third density are now being utilized to enhance this process in many ways, as those entities of inspiration bring their light to bear upon the drama now being experienced in every area of human endeavor. The exploration of the mind is underway by many who have never before considered such as a portion of their experience. The continued expansion of the interest in mind, in consciousness, in purpose for each is that motivating and central force within this entire process. May we speak in any more specific fashion, my sister?
When you speak of hundreds of years in our time, and people speak of decades from now, that there's going to be radical change when the transition happens. Could you comment on the difference between these two different approaches, information?
I am Kuo, and am again with this instrument. We would comment thusly. In the essence of this experience, that is from the metaphysical point of view, whether the time period be that of decades or longer is but an instant of indifference. And we may suggest that there are no entities, ourselves included, that are able to accurately predict or indicate the exact timing of this process of change, for there is much that is in flux. Even the growth of those of a positive nature in numbers greater than anticipated earlier by ourselves is a phenomenon that can slow this process, in that the catastrophic nature that has been anticipated by many would then be alleviated to a degree in direct proportion to the intensity of the positive polarity and the effect of its lightening upon this process. There are many who are changing in ways which are fundamental to consciousness in the groupings of entities within various cultures, subcultures, and movements of thought which explore regions of experience that are breakthrough areas, shall we say. Thus, there is no reliable way of determining the progression of this change. Only the movement of love within each heart has any hope of indicating to entities the nature of this change. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, I really like your comments.
I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me.
I have a personal question, and I just invite you to comment as you can. I have experienced a continuing exhaustion of a depth that I've not previously experienced, connected in time with the accident in which I broke my ankle bone. The explanation that the human logical side creates for this exhaustion is just that I am not exercising as I normally do with aerobic living, because I'm staying close to home with the cast on, and a lack of exercise can make one tired. But it does feel peculiarly unlike just a more profound tiredness having to do with the body. It almost feels like another kind of tiredness, but I don't really know what other kind there would be. If you have any comments to make, I am looking at this now, looking for balance in my life and trying to see what lessons my current situation may have for me to look at. Thank you, Kuo.
I am Kuo. We feel that we grasp your query, my sister, and shall speak as we are able. There is a weariness of the will which occurs as an accumulation of the exercise of the will is experienced by an entity such as yourself, one who is strong in will and uses it to motivate a physical vehicle that is somewhat weaker in the native physical energies than most of your peoples. When the will has been the primary motivating force for a physical vehicle over a long period of your time, there is a weariness which is, we search for the correct term, an irreversible kind of process. The price, shall we say, for being able to energize the physical vehicle time after time, when it is itself without sufficient reserves. This is valuable and efficient as a means of polarization, for it is done in your case in service to others. It is detrimental in the, shall we say, short run of the physical incarnation, for it tends to wear the physical vehicle and its connections to the spirit and mind complexes as well. Thus, there is a price for each action within your illusion, a price for each entity and each action. The cost, shall we say, for your efforts is the weariness. Is there a further query, my sister?
Is there a way that I can be kinder to myself and wiser, perhaps, that you could talk about?
I am Kuo. And we find that in this instance, we must refrain from comment for reasons that are all too well known to you, my sister. We encourage your nature as that of one who wishes to serve. Is there any further query, my sister?
No, thank you, Kuo.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my sister. Is there a final query at this time? I am Kuo, and as we observe a lull in the questioning, we shall take this opportunity to again express our great gratitude at having been invited to join your group this day. We thank each for the dedication and desire to seek and to serve that has brought all of us together. At such meetings, we take a great joy, quite literally, away with us, hopefully leaving as much as well as some words of information and inspiration that might be enjoyed by you. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We are known to you as those of Kuo, and we lead each in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite creator. Adine, my friends. Adine.
Ethel, Judy, and Fire Rainbow, Ophelia, Scott, Barbara, Wilhelmina, Oleana, Dean Family, Professor Family, Barbara, Lynn, Michelle, Dana, Sally,
Jen, Dushan,
Dennis and Mom,
the cause of peace, and our beloved team.
As the caretaker of your own consciousness, always to offer mercy, kindness, and unconditional love to the self as you perceive it in all conditions and situations as best as you can. The imperfection you perceive is literally true, yet it hides the infinite perfection which lies beyond appearance. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, well, thank you for the line that you sent to me. That seems to be a recurring theme. I appreciate your opinion.
We appreciate you as well, my brother, and thank you. Is there a final query at this time?
Dear Kuo, thank you for being my friend for all these years. When I enjoy a glass of cool water or a meal or my physical needs being met, I want so much, besides monetary help, to help my brothers and sisters, not just on earth, but in all creation. Can you suggest any way that my consciousness could better understand and I could send thoughts and flowers that all people would be cared for?
We are those of Kuo. We shall attempt to speak to your needs, my sister. Picture, if you will, the star-studded sky with its unimaginable numbers of points of love and light which shine infinitely forth. And know that the brothers and sisters of sorrow are as these stars. And each entity is as a star. When the desire to serve is felt within, and a channel is open to the infinite creator by means of praise and thanksgiving to that infinite one, then it is that this infinite mystery may flow through you, and as a star shines out into the infinite reaches of the one infinite and unified creation. There is no time nor space. There is no size of large or small. Each speck of consciousness contains the Creator. Therefore, the wish to serve, followed by the dedication to that mystery which is the one great original thought, that Creator whose name is Love, know and take comfort in this truth as we understand it. You are effective as you desire to serve. So do you serve. That soul whom you touch may never know you, may never be on the same continent as you. Yet that universal love which you channel forth in that silent witnessing finds its target, for it is called and it goes where it is called. You have only to sit and know the truth that all is love. That infinite intelligence will take that energy which you breathe forth and will touch the hearts who are in pain. Know this truth and rest in it, just as we hope to serve by our words. Yet we know that we cannot serve beyond a certain point, person to person, to be our most deeply effective. We move into meditation, into that silence where the Creator is felt. May we answer you further, my sister?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We are those of Akuo, and we thank each for this great privilege. Your vibrations are most beautiful. We encourage each in love and in light, and thusly do we leave you in that mystery which is the one infinite creator. We are those of a humble service. Adonai. Adonai. We are a goal. Anyone have names to offer up for healing as we let the energy go back to its source?
Steve's wife.
Judy, Othelia, Spider Rainbow, Scott, the Kirtley family, the Beam families, Wilhelmina, Leona, Perry, Michael, our beloved planet Earth, and the cause of peace. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.